Hello, and welcome to AATP Interactive Podcasts. Today's topic, RSS feeds. So what is RSS all about? We've heard about RSS, but how does it apply to me and how I traverse the World Wide Web? Well, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, or Rich Site Summary. It's a clever invention that allows websites to advertise any newly published content. It seems that we devour information on the World Wide Web on a regular basis. Many of us visit search portals, newspaper websites, and look for our favorite journals online. We have also become regular readers of weblogs, and 75% of us have downloaded podcasts like this one. Well, RSS is the publishing of the future. It refers to the ability to syndicate the content of websites so that it can be easily accessed. Since we are so omnivorous in our need for information, we wish to gather data from many sources. RSS feeds allow us to gather that information without having to go and visit each site that interests us. An RSS aggregator, or software that collects RSS feeds, will check with each site that we want and grab any newly published information for us to review. That's the concept behind syndication. It's clever, it saves us time, and allows us to indulge in our hunger for information. There are a number of free aggregators or feed readers that are available, and a web search will give you the names of many. This aggregator is a piece of software that you configure to gather the RSS feeds from the websites that you choose. It can check for new information daily, weekly, or any time frame that you wish. You can review the latest articles or journal articles by title and description and click to read anything that you find interesting. Custom feeds. You can also create custom RSS feeds in Medline or PubMed, or in search engines such as Google or Yahoo. You can simply create a search as you normally would, and then just save the search as an RSS feed. When you add this specially designed feed to your aggregator software, it'll run the special search anytime that you wish. These can be very complex searches. For example, you could search for technology and medicine and technology and psychiatry in the last week in English-speaking publications, etc., etc. You can even choose subtopics, such as what specific areas to search in, special articles on health, education, or in specific industries. You can see the power of RSS feeds and why they are changing the face of publishing. For more information, you can simply open your favorite web browser and type in wikipedia.com and search for RSS. You will be presented with more information than you ever wanted to know about RSS feeds. Thank you for listening to AATP Interactive.